everyone, and welcome to the Houston Element Podcast.
What up, what up?
My name is Missy.
Hey, Missy.
And I am your host.
She is.
And today I have a special guest with us today. He is a performing artist, recording artist, and a local artist.
I am.
I present to you the songwriter.
Peace and love, man. Peace and love. I am the man in black, the soldier rag bandana wearer. The songwriter. What's going on, Missy? Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
No problem, man. I mean, it's an absolute pleasure to have you, man. I mean, it's ever since I got into this podcast, it's been really difficult trying to find, new artists and local artists, especially just to meet people and things like that.
Right.
So it's so refreshing to be able to have this opportunity, man.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Like, I try to make my lifestyle based on my uniqueness, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I'm very honored to be on your podcast.
Thank you so much, man.
Missy go hard, by the way. I don't know if y'all know or not. Y'all don't know behind the scenes. Missy go hard. Hard.
Hey, I'm only going as good as the guests that I bring. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So can you tell us about how this musical journey started for you, man? Why music?
Oh, man. I mean, I guess everybody has those moments in their life when they were kids, and you can point back to that time when you were having fun with the thing that you started doing later in life. So I definitely have one of those stories. But when it comes to like the progression of music, it was just living life in that independence through journeys. You know what I mean? Like I like to write. You know, I don't write as much as I need to when it comes to other things, except for music now. When I was younger, it was like music, poetry, positive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, me and my notebook were like best friends.
We all know how that is, man. I used to keep my notebook around for poetry, and I know that poetry is a really big deal for people, especially that write their own music. Did you used to write poetry as well?
Yeah, I mean, because like it started, like I didn't have producers, you know what I mean, and then like beat machines and stuff, so there was no music, just the words. So that's why I think poetry. I mean, even if you never wrote poetry, if you were writing lyrics, you were still writing poetry. Because poetry is just words with no melody, you know what I mean? So, yeah, poetry's there.
And so what do you do? Like, what is the place that you go to when you're writing your music, when you're creating those melodies and those harmonies? Like, what are the things that you envision that bring your vision alight?
Well, I consider my music what I call passion and pain. And so everything I write, regardless if it's AIR, which is ass is ridiculous, which is a different way of, you know, just being passionate about the booty. You know what I mean? It's done in a passionate way. Like, it's my uniqueness, my vibe, you know. I like to say that I have that shock and awe factor. You know what I mean? Because I look like me. But when I perform, what comes out is what comes out. You know what I mean? You just never see it coming. So passionate pain music. Like I said, AIR is more passion. Beautiful Dreamer is more pain. You know, and I got this song I'm going to do for you today that's unreleased. It's more pain type, you know what I mean? I just like making people feel. Like, people told me when I first started, like, performing in Houston that I was a vibe. And it took me a while to understand that, yeah, you're right. I'm a vibe.
And, you know, saying, like, you're a vibe or an artist or musician can be a very vague, you know, description. So what would you say is something that... Like, how would you elaborate that you're a vibe? What would you say is something that makes you you?
Because my music is I feel like it always tells a story. You know what I mean? It identifies with maybe not everybody. It may sometimes just identify with a section of people. But it's I invoke feeling. You know what I mean? I believe I convey what I'm trying to say through my music very well. And I feel like it hits a deeper part. Like, I perform at, like, clubs in my music, you know what I mean? I'm at clubs performing my music. And when I perform, you know, well, before I perform, you know, it's like, big booty, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's turnt, as they say, you know what I mean? It's lit. But when I perform, it just kind of, like, mellows, you know what I mean? Not like a bad, like, what the fuck is this? It's more like, maybe I should listen for a second, you know what I mean? And that's all I really want to do is inspire people to listen for a second. If I keep your ear for the rest of the time, I greatly appreciate you. If I don't, I still appreciate the time you gave me. You know what I mean? So,
but that's a real thing, and I'm glad that you brought that up because I remember this old meme I saw, you know, comparing like the 70s to now of going to shows, and you see the evolution of people that had the peace sign to the 80s rock and roll, then to cameras.
Right.
Then to cell phones.
Right.
And even, you know, in some countries, they say, please don't film because we want you to experience this show.
Right.
And I'm really hard up on that because, you know, pictures are great. Videos are great. But what touches me, the reason why you guys are so awesome, even if I haven't met you in my life and I don't know your backstory, all I know is how you made me feel with your music.
Exactly. That's it. I mean, it's for a short period of time. You allow me to come into your, you know, your vision or your ears or your soul. And I just want to, my music is giving back that appreciation. I'm showing you that I'm grateful for you taking the opportunity, taking the time to listen to me. So I try to make sure that I give that type of music, man. Like, passion and pain is really where I come from. You know, there's great moments and there's horrific moments, but there's always the journey. And I like talking about the journey.
And not to... I don't know, it sounds weird. It's not to get too personal, but to get a little bit personal.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on why you think pain and those kind of emotions is a strong medium for you? Like, what is makes it special?
I mean, some of the realest moments that I can recall were moments that was, one, random, two, made my emotions completely change from what they were. Like, at 10:01... I was happy. At 10:01:05, you know what I mean? I was completely enraged or heartbroken or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, those moments, I feel like, connect everyone, regardless of your race, regardless of, like, what you were born into, you know what I'm saying, money-wise, whatever. We all have those moments where it was one thing one second and it turned to something else the next. And those are the realest moments to me. Those are the moments you don't forget because... You may forget what happened in what year, but you'll never forget where you were at when that moment happened. Like, I might get the date wrong on a concert I went to, but I have the concert right.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, it's like that.
Yeah. Like, cannot remember for the life of me the square root of stuff or the, you know, those formulas, you know, from algebra.
Yeah.
But I remember every show I've ever been to, and I can tell you, like a painting, how I felt.
Right. It's how I remember years at times. You know what I mean? Like, I got to remember, like, what I was doing to place the year that was going on. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that's one of the greatest things. People don't talk about memories. You know what I mean? Memories is a calendar. You know what I mean? It's a real deal calendar.
It is, man. And I mean, if I'm going to have a calendar of something, I want it to be a calendar full of wonderful memories.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not just wonderful. Like the those important times. You know what I mean? Like, I lost my dad when I was younger. You know what I mean? And that's a memory that's always going to be there. It reminds me of how young I was. Cause I remember how old I was. It reminds me of, like, the time I spent with him before it happened in the hospital, you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. Like, so those memories are on my calendar, and forever and ever, that calendar just makes me who I am. It makes me feel the way I feel. That calendar expresses my true me. You know what I mean? Like, the things you've been through express your true me. It shows your decisions. And damn, man, decisions are important.
Oh, who are you telling?
Who?
I mean, and my condolences, first of all.
Oh, no worries, man. That was a while ago.
Thank you for sharing. But man, we can have a whole episode about decisions. But the short answer is people don't understand, I don't think, that their decision can affect other people.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 seconds. It takes 3 seconds to make a bad decision.
Yeah.
If that.
But, you know... But the decision, you know, for you guys to say, I'm going to put my feelings out on paper and I'm going to put it in music and I'm going to record it and I'm going to share it with the public, those decisions too are detrimental because you never know who's going to listen.
Right.
Who's going to get exposed to it and what they're going to feel. And then you come into cross to somebody's hands and they're just like, I don't know you, but how did you
how did it? Yeah. 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 How did it happen?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like as an artist, My job is not for everybody to like me. My job is to give out myself and those that gravitate toward it will, you know what I mean? I have a hard time now because, like, you know, I don't have, like, a manager or anything like that. Like, I like to try to get my music in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe they understand that what I'm doing is special. And even if I don't make it as a famous person or whatever, you know, I'm perfectly fine with that. As long as my journey is the journey I want to take.
Number one. Yeah. Number one. Okay. You know, because at the end of the day, you're the one that's going to make whatever happen for you.
Yeah.
It's you.
I decide my own happiness. No one else can do that for me. You can't give me my happiness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
So, like paying managers, I've done this on other interviews. And I probably ain't the best thing to say out there. But, like, paying managers, like, I just remember, like, watching movies. You know what I mean? It was just, like, these people were putting their heart into their music, and then someone heard it and was like, you know what? Either they thought, like, oh, this is genuinely amazing, or they thought, I can make a lot of money off of this. Like, I'm cool with either way they choose to think. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I want you to see I want the person that chooses to, like, push my music to have the belief in my music that I have. You know what I mean? Because I feel like it has a purpose. You know, I don't want to just pay a manager whatever a month to try to find me shows and blase, 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 blase. I want somebody who believe like I believe, and we can get this money together. You know what I mean?
Seriously, you know, I mean, it's not to say that all managers are like that, you
right.
know, but people don't understand that it really is a relationship thing. You
it
know?
Is.
To have somebody that understands and appreciates it, you know, because we can't be in your shoes, in your brain when you're
right.
producing this, but at least we can get close enough to be like, okay, this is not bullcrap. This is real
right.
life.
I'm paying for studio time, you know what I mean? I'm taking the time, I'm writing the lyrics, you know what I mean? And nowadays, you got to buy the beat and everything else, you know what I mean? Like, I just, like, man, like, you know, I hate for hood terminology, like, I'm dope, you know what I mean? And I'm dope, but dope is nothing without a pusher. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just looking for a pusher who want to push this dope out there to the masses in music form, obviously. You know what I mean? But yeah, yeah.
Can I just take a minute to say that we need to be there for each other? You know what I'm saying? We need to support each other, guys.
That would be dope.
You know?
You know, I got Facebook and all that kind of stuff, and I got people I went to school with. They don't share my shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's nothing to share. You know what I mean? But I get it, though, because, like, there's been times I didn't share other people's shit either.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not asking to be important in anyone's life. I'm just hoping that the thing that I'm trying to achieve becomes important.
Exactly.
You know, it ain't about me. You know what I mean? It ain't about me. I may be the vessel. You know, maybe the brain that it comes from, but it ain't about me.
No, no. But, you know, whether you're sharing a post or going to someone's show or buying a CD or, I'm sorry, y'all don't buy CDs anymore.
Downloading
music, a song,
right?
You know, you don't have to have $1 million to be rich, okay?
Right.
There's other ways you can show your support and your love, you know? Just going up to them and be like, hey, man, I heard you went to the show. I'm sorry I missed it, but I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost a thing.
Yeah, you know, my favorite thing and what I'm trying to get better at, cause like I'm not gonna say I'm a super social person. You know what I mean? Like large crowds are a little crazy to me. Unless I'm on stage, then you know, yeah, I'm comfortable. But I love when people say you're dope. You know what I mean? Like they be like, bro, I didn't see that coming. You know what I mean? Like that's I love those moments in music right now. But I can't wait till people know. And then they just want to focus on, like, what's being said. You know what I mean? Like you hear one time at a show, and you're like, oh, man, that was dope. But you didn't catch everything that was going. You know
yeah.
what I mean? You got to go back and get the song or something like that. But maybe the second time you see me perform, you just want to, like, close your eyes and feel. You know what I mean? Because, like, I close my eyes a lot during my performances. I'm trying to keep them open. But, like, I feel what's going on in the moment. And that makes me a better performer. So, like, I still close my eyes at times, greatly, actually.
So, do you feel like you have, like, your stage persona and then, you know, your typical, you know, 9-to-5
oh, yeah.
persona?
Oh, yeah. I'm way two different people. Like, but both of them, you get truth. You know what I mean? It's me telling the truth when I write it. It's me telling the truth when I perform it. But, like, how I live, because on stage, I live in the music. You know what I mean? Like, it could just be me on stage and no one in the audience. Mm-hmm. The performance is going to be the same. You know what I mean? Because it's me delivering what I wrote, what I took the time to create. So it's, and I create passionate pain. So what I give is passionate pain. It's the best way to describe my music. I mean, rock and soul. I don't know. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm a rock star, but I'm just being me naturally.
And I mean, isn't that what being a rock star is? Is being your unapologetic self?
God
and
just damn right. Amazing. You damn right, Missy. You damn right.
So, you know, we talked about, you know, not everybody is sometimes as supportive as we'd like them to, you know, things like that. But and you talk about, you know, remembering in your calendar a lot of painful and sometimes pleasurable moments, you know.
Yeah.
So what do you do to keep yourself grounded, to not let anything disrupt you from your goal at task, from staying on task?
I mean, I think the first and foremost, and you know, in my journey, I've learned to avoid the bullshit. I don't know if we can cuss. I apologize.
You're totally good. I mean, call it what it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's my rule number one. You know what I mean? I wake up in the morning, you know what I mean? Like the golden rule in my world is avoid the bullshit, because it's so easy to get into. And after you avoid the bullshit, it's just look at things from a logical perspective. You know what I mean? I'm not the most emotional person when it comes to, like, displaying feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at things from a logical perspective. Like, if it makes sense, then I can understand it. If it doesn't make sense, I'm going to search for the answer that can help it make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to look for the emotion that's coming from the situation. I'm going to look for the answer to solve the problem. You know what I mean? I'm the type of person that's more interested in the solution than the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much how I stay grounded. You know, it's just like avoid the bullshit and stay logical. You know what I mean? Surround yourself with things that make sense.
That's the truth. I think when you get to a certain age, and I'm not going to say what, you're going to start worrying about something called blood pressure. And that's a way for me to be like, Melissa, remember that blood pressure? Is it worth it?
No. Is it worth it?
No. just let it go. Just let it go.
Yeah, peace and love, man. It's my own personal mantra. When I got to Houston, I started saying, you know what I mean? It was just my way of reminding myself of who I want to be. I say hello with it. I say goodbye with it. Like, it's peace and love, you know what I mean? Until it ain't.
And I mean, again, we're going to get in a long discussion about this, okay? But the fact is, the short answer is, it's always going to end up in peace and love. So just get with it. All right? Thank you.
Straight up.
So you mentioned to me before, though, so you moved from Louisiana over to Houston. So why Houston, of all places?
So I moved from Louisiana to California.
Okay.
First, when I was like 17, 16, something like that. I moved to California to Santa Ana, which is like my second home. Shout out Santa Ana, Orange County. You know what I mean? And after some time in California, I moved to Houston just to be closer to like my actual family again, like my mama, but not too close. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if I live in the same city as my mama, I might get the phone calls like, you know what I mean? Hey, can you come over here and do this, do that? You know what I'm like? But if I live in Houston, and I'm just 3.5 hour drive away. You know what I mean? I'm close enough, and I feel more grounded around my family. This type of music was I'm able to do now because I'm around my family. Like, I feel more than I once did. You know what I mean? Not going into too deep of like what California was and wasn't. I just feel more grounded as a person. You know what I mean? I feel inspired to write the type of stuff that I'm writing.
I mean, the feeling that you get from loved ones, family, friends, whoever you call loved ones is like nothing other. So,
oh, yeah, it's irreplaceable. It's irreplaceable. You know what I mean? And I got people in California I love for life. You hear me? Like, some people I really consider brothers and sisters. And shout out to them, you know what I mean, forever and ever. But, like, there's nothing like the people who, like, help make you, like, the people that help make you awesome so you can meet the other awesome people
mm-hmm.
in your journey. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reason I've met so many awesome people because I was made, informed awesome. Even if I didn't realize at that, back then, how awesome I really was, it's still the moral center, the compass, you know what I mean? It's the center of me, you know what I mean? Like, it's where your chakra's at, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's deepening, it's embedded. It's because of those people. So, like, when you get back around those people, Like, I feel like a kid again when I go around my family. You know what I mean? I'm a grown-ass man. You know what I mean? Let me go around like my mom is my uncle and them. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm that kid again.
Oh, yeah. And you will forever be, especially if you're Hispanic. Oh, my God. For the rest of my life. Mama, I love you. Okay, yeah. If you're watching this, I'm going to hear, oh, yes. I know, right? I'm so weta. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, shout out to my Casper Hispanics. What?
I don't know if y'all saw the shock in my face, but when she said Hispanic, I was like, what? First, I was thinking like, you really gonna talk about Hispanics like that? Like, you don't want to do that, lady. But then I was like, you are one. Okay. Feel free then. Amori paz, you know what I mean?
Lo que pasó es mi mamá está en Paraguay visitando con la familia en este momento. Eso es porque no podía hacer un capítulo especial para Día de Madres. So that's why there was no Mother's Day special this month.
Shit. I don't even know what she said. But you know what? I believed her. I believed her. Wow. Yo. My mind's been blown. See, it's shocking awe. You know what I mean? It's shocking awe. It's a beautiful thing right there.
To bring it back to the positive, your Hispanic mama, your grandparents are always going to love you. But really, yeah. Regardless of where you're from, they always going to love you no matter what.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, man. They may not like you, but they'll always love you.
But the Latinos are going to leave you a voicemail like 10 minutes long and be like, why didn't you answer me?
Nah, my mama just let that thing go to voicemail. She ain't care. So he'll call back. He'll call back.
So you moved back, you know, you said because your family's important to you and it gives you that support and that love and that vibe. So what other kind of people is important or elements are important to you to keep in your life to help you, along with your mindset, to maintain positivity?
Oh, so, I mean, at this point in my journey, like, I don't really look for it. You know what I mean? It kind of comes toward me. Like, I gravitate toward positivity. So, I mean, I guess that's what gives people the opportunity to get close to me. If you have like coming from a positive place, you know what I mean? But I have learned to avoid the bullshit. So like, you can see it coming, you know what I mean? I remember when you back in the day, it took a little longer to identify things. It's way quicker now, you know what I mean? The pistol pops way quicker now, you know what I mean? Like, I just know it's so that's me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, back in the day, we had to use something called an encyclopedia, okay? So that's why it took a lot longer, okay?
Yeah, real, real, real.
Well, thank you so much for the Q&A portion of this podcast.
I appreciate it, man. It was super dope, you know what I mean? You're dope.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. And I mean, your vibe, man, like, fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah, man.
Peace and love, man.
Peace and love, man. So for the Q&A portion of the podcast, do you have any last bit of advice for any listeners at this moment?
You know, when you come up, not everybody's going to understand being their genuine self. You know what I mean? It's not always going to make sense to everybody. And it shouldn't, because if it made sense to everybody, there'd be nothing special about it. You know what I mean? So just find solace in the fact that you're different. Embrace your different. Don't be afraid to be different. But at the same time, don't have expectations that everyone has to accept you. You know what I mean? Look at it logical. Don't get emotional. And just remember that you can beat anything as long as you can win psychological. So, peace and love, man. I'm the songwriter. Yeah.
You heard it from the man himself. Peace and love. All right. Rewind and listen to that back. Well, thank you guys so much for listening this week, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Reserve Louisiana, stand up!